I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, actor Steven Yeun joins us. He plays Glenn on The Walking Dead, the hit show about a zombie apocalypse, and he's learned to look on the bright side of the end of the world.
It's horrible over there. But Glenn is one guy that, you know, kind of used how horrible it was to persevere and maybe make a better life than he would have had before.
We also hear Steven's dramatic portrayal of an angry suburbanite.
And it's the same all over. Not just here in Forest Hill, but in Lake Forest, River Lake, Stream Pond, and Rockstick.
And rock band Motion City soundtrack. Wait a second. Where's Motion City?
It's wherever you want to be, man.
They offer us music in addition to geography.
I searched the whole damn apartment from ceiling to carpet beside of the thing she used to own.
It's all on Wits, coming right up. From APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. Coming to you from the Fitzgerald Theater in downtown St. Paul. Hey, audience, all of you here at the Fitzgerald Theater and listening around the world, people are talking about you. I thought you should hear it from me. They're calling you a name. Hipster. They think you're hipsters, going to public radio tapings and listening to podcasts on your artisanal earbuds made out of hemp or whatever. And I know you're thinking that you are not a hipster, because no one identifies themselves as such. A hipster is always someone else. It's both a noun and an accusation. Hipster. A hipster, in case you don't know the term, could be someone who wears black-framed glasses or vintage clothing, or someone who listens to or makes alternative music. They might drink fancy drinks, or they might drink working-class drinks, ironically. They might live in trendy neighborhoods or untrendy neighborhoods. They're insincere, or they're sincere about something that the rest of us don't know about. They are whatever an accuser needs them to be in the moment. People say that they see hipsters, or maybe just feel their presence. It's like God. We have faith that hipsters are real, for we see their works on earth. Who put all these coffee shops here? Who's playing in all these terrible bands? It's intelligent design. Or it's like communism. Are you now, or have you ever been to a secret Flaming Lips concert? We're all Joe McCarthy, convinced of the hipster menace, toting briefcases full of evidence that may just be booze. I think I'm coming off a little defensive, and I'm sorry about that. I'm having some trouble at home. I was complaining to my wife about you all being called hipsters, and she said that I was a hipster. How dare she? We started adding it up. I prefer Apple products. I listen to obscure music. Am a public radio host. Wear black glasses. I have Amy Mann's email address. But wait, I'm also far from skinny. I'm enthused about professional sports. I wear clothes from Target. And I am not cool. You've met me. So I am and am not a hipster at the same time, and I think you, dear audience, might be in the same boat. I'm sorry, but it's better to get this news from your public radio host than out on the street. And I Googled the etymology of hipster, and it said the term dates back to the 40s and is a synonym for hepcat. Hipsters and hepcats were desirable titles back then. They were the people who knew what was going on, were aware of the finest in art and music, culture. They were having fun on the scene with all the gone daddies and baby dolls. Snappy dressers. We have ruined a good word by associating it with young mopes and phonies and snobs and joyless bores, even as many of us wish we could swing just a little bit more than we do. Dollface. Let's try to have fun, okay? Let's be up on things. Let's live in the world. Let's swing. Wits listeners, you are not hipsters ever again. I hereby dub you hepcats. Crazy, baby. We got a great show, hepcats. John Munson and the Witnesses are with us, our house band. Musical guest Motion City Soundtrack is here. He's an actor, improv performer, Michigan native. He is best known for playing Glenn on the hit series The Walking Dead. Please welcome Steven Yeun.
Hello.
Now, Steven, I am a huge Walking Dead fan. Not everyone has seen it. Please tell them who Glenn is.
Glenn is, he's a young man when we first meet him who's kind of very savvy, and he's really smart. He's someone you don't want to underestimate.
I should clarify, he's getting around and he's running away from?
Zombies, yes. He's in a really crappy world, but he finds love and he's a survivor.
It sounds like you have found hope in a show that when I watch it, I'm like, oh my God, there is no hope going on in this world whatsoever.
Yeah, it's horrible over there. but Glenn is one guy that, you know, kind of used how horrible it was to persevere and maybe make a better life than he would have had before.
He ends up with Maggie. A lot of people say he takes the zombie apocalypse and uses it to kind of date up a little
bit. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, it's a show, too, The Walking Dead, where any of the characters might get killed off at any moment. Like, nobody's really safe on that show.
No.
And what's that like when somebody you've been working with for years, like, you show up at the set, you get the scripts, like, uh-oh, that's the end for them.
It's not that fun. I mean, you know, at this point, I think the show has indelibly made a big mark. So for me as an actor, I feel like I've contributed to something that's pretty great. And not that I would want to go, but at this point, like, you know that they're going to service your death if that happens in a great way. Mm-hmm. So it's looked upon with sadness, but with also, like, this is going to be my, you know, great moment. It's going to be really fun. But when your friends leave, you know, which is everyone, it's a huge bummer.
Yeah.
Because just you're toiling in the heat with them, and then they're gone, you know.
Talking to Steven Yeun, he's Glenn on the show The Walking Dead. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. I understand that you do not come from a showbiz family. Tell me about your family.
Oh, man. My family is... I was actually born in Korea, and my folks... Yeah, Korea. The whole country of it. But I was born in Korea, and then I moved over here to the States with my folks. And my parents own beauty supplies in downtown Detroit, which... can be shifty.
Stores? Beauty supply stores.
Beauty supply stores, which can be shifty. And, you know, my dad, he did this really cool thing. My parents are, like, really nice to kind of the neighborhood people. And they made really good friends with the local gang. And so there was this one time that this weird adult guy came in and, like, stole some stuff from my dad. And my dad ran after him, and he was like, stop him, stop him. Grabbed him by the shirt collar, and the guy elbowed my dad's face and, like, hurt him. And so the gang across the street saw, and they all ran after the guy and beat the crap out of him until my dad dragged him out, being like, please stop hurting this thief.
Well, I read that your dad fell in love with Minnesota, and that's why he wanted to move to America from Canada, right?
Yes, so actually from Korea
from
first.
From Korea
but
first.
We used Canada. Sorry, Canadians, we used you to get to the promised land. I mean, basically, he had a good situation in Korea. He was an architect for a really big firm, and he had a house, starting his family. And then he takes one business trip to Minnesota, steps off the plane, and he's like, this is it. I'm uprooting the entire clan. We're moving. We're going to throw all the things that we put work and hard work into and throw it away, and we're coming to the States because of Minnesota.
Steven Yeun, everybody. Our musical guest this week, a band originally from here in the Twin Cities, have been playing together since 1997. Their latest album is called Go. Here is Motion City Soundtrack.
Still frustrated from last night. Things happened in halftime. I'm sick of the bends. My panic research was no help.
about sinking to myself, afraid of the fall that never ends. I wait, but I'm too tired to play pretend. I suffocate until the end.
Motion City Soundtrack with John Munson and The Witnesses. More with Motion City Soundtrack and actor Steven Yeun in just a moment. A big welcome to some brand new listeners on KERA-FM in Dallas-Fort Worth. And we want to say hello to some recent listeners of our show at KUAC in Fairbanks, Alaska. So glad to have you all in the WITS family, and it makes me feel secure knowing that such large states are with us. Be sure to let your stations know how much fun we have. This is WITS. I'm John Moe, here with the band Motion City Soundtrack and actor Steven Yeun. Steven Yeun is both an actor and an amateur historian. And Steven, I understand you've unearthed a rare script for a play.
Well, it's unclear, actually, whether it's Eugene O'Neill or Arthur Miller.
Hmm.
But it's from the rarely explored subgenre of American suburban chain restaurant drama.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's...
It's a fascinating script, and we are going to give this play its world premiere this week on Wits as Radio Theater. Here then, The Cheesecake Factory. Curtain rises on a narrow alley behind the Cheesecake Factory. Hogarth is there, covered in cheesecake soot, looking around. Footsteps approach.
Who's there?
Just some girl.
Oh, Angeline, you made it.
What's break time for, if not to see you? Now wipe those graham cracker crumbs off your hands and kiss me.
You kiss like an angel who got thrown out of heaven for kissing.
Oh, Hogarth, you smell like cheesecake.
I know. I stink of it. This whole suburb stinks of it. Cheesecake has broken the backs of too many good men. Like Brian O'Boyle, whose back snapped when the cookie dough cheesecake machine jammed and the cookie dough insertion arm came right down on top of him.
We've lost a lot of good hourly employees.
And it's the same all over. In all the suburbs, not just here in Forest Hill, but in Lake Forest, River Lake, Stream Pond, and Rockstick. All of us toiling at cheesecake factories.
At least Big Spaghetti hasn't moved in. Yet. Six of my cousins died in noodle stranglings at the old spaghetti factory in Chicago. But it's coming, Hogarth.
What's all this yip-yapping out here?
Mr. Managerman, Hogarth was just getting back to work.
Hogarth, not enough cheesecake inside for you? You had to come find some in the alley?
Don't you talk about her like that.
I'll talk however I want. And you'll do your job. Where else are you gonna get work, Hogarth? You're not smart enough for the dollar store. See ya, Toots.
Come with me. Hmm? Baby, we'll run away tonight.
Well, I gotta get back to work in my Uncle Emilio's Olive Garden.
Emilio! He isn't even Italian. He's just a weird, fakey Italian. This is all weird, fakey everything. Listen. We'll go to Cuba. There's a junk leaving tonight out of Staten Island Harbor, Angeline. And we can lie on the deck and give the stars in the sky something to look at.
Oh, but the Olive Garden. Oh, I've got six tables waiting for their cheese-covered, bread-covered cheese.
Screw the Olive Garden. Marry me. And give me a bottomless basket of babies.
Embroider a little sampler for the nursery that says, when you're here, you're family.
Hot dog. I'll go inside and get Jimothy.
Oh, your brother's coming too?
Of course he is. I promised my dad, just before he sank into that vat of whipped cream, that I'd get out of this cheesecake factory. And I'd take Jimothy with me.
Hogarth, come quick.
What happened?
Jimothy was standing under the outrageous fudge press when it went off. He got splorped by so much fudge.
Oh, Jimothy. Jimothy, no. Oh, we were going. We were going. We were going to leave tonight.
I am going, brother. Going up where a man's life isn't cut into eight even slices. Up to where a man ain't just a glob of goo on a graham cracker crust.
Oh, no.
I'll take my freedom in a to-go bag.
Jimothy!
Hey, what's everybody standing around here for? Get back to work. There's a soccer team coming in.
Come on, Hogarth. There's nothing more for you here.
And there's nothing for me anywhere else either. I see that now.
The junk is leaving. We can give the stars something to look at. Remember when you said that and you met my boobs?
No. I was born into cheesecake and ain't never gonna let me go. I'm smothered in fudge just like Jimothy. Go back to the Olive Garden, Angeline. Table 12 needs their fried lasagna wads, and you're gonna serve them. Just like we've been serving them our whole lives. Just like we always will.
Stephen Young as Hogarth, Nora Long as Angeline, Justin Pierre as Jimothy, John Munson and Janie Winterbauer as factory workers, me as Mr. Managerman. Here with more music, Motion City Soundtrack.
This song's called Everything's All Right.
Motion City Soundtrack. Justin Pierre of Motion City Soundtrack, can you introduce the fellas in your band?
Matt Taylor on the bass, right here. We've got Jesse Johnson on the keyboards. We've got Claudia Rivera on the drums. And looking like a mountain man, we got Josh Kane on guitars. That is a sick beard.
Yeah, that's some beard. Well, you know, I've been listening to a lot of your music lately, and you have this big sound. You know, it would fill up a stadium. You've got rock star hair. Justin's hair radio audience is tall and spiky. You look like a rock band. You're dressed in black. But I listen closely, and a lot of the lyrics are about, like, self-doubt and nervousness and, apprehension. What gives?
It's just, like, the base level.
Like, of everything? That's,
and then from there, it goes into just chaos. But, yeah.
Has it always been that? Has that always been your approach to songwriting?
It's just been my approach to life. Yeah. It's just freak out and deal.
Justin, I've been following you on Twitter for a while.
I'm sorry.
And I just want to read a couple of recent Justin Pierre tweets.
Oh, no.
Nice. When the distance from the couch to the bathroom seems unfathomable, I try to remind myself my wife hates it when I pee on the coffee table. Another recent one, current top five least favorite words, gesticulate, leotard, pork pie, dollop, frappuccino. You've got comedy game.
It's very rare. And I often, my wife's sitting somewhere down there. There she is. But I often have to show her what I'm about to tweet because I feel like a lot of people just, they tweet a lot of stuff and they, I don't know if they should, but it's funny. And I want to be one of those people, but then I remember that I'm not. And then I'm like, well, this, and she's like, no, that's not funny. That's just, that's
we're
that's
back
bad.
To the nervousness and apprehension now, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, well, no, it never left.
I understand you have a special song here, kind of a world premiere, right?
Oh boy, do we.
You want to tell us a little bit about it?
We wrote this song, like, just a few minutes ago. Matt and I, huge fans. We're all huge fans of Walking Dead, and Glenn is our favorite character. So, and we thought, you know, he needs his own song. So we kind of wrote this little thing, and, oh boy, here we go. Your back, he doesn't take any flack, be it from walkers or Merle of the governor. Pharmacy sex, we hear it's the best. I'm in glad he knows something about it. When Glenn changed his hat, some said we're not. Saving Rick from that tank. He's got initiative and drives the plot forward. And that's all good and fun, but what the people want to know, hey Glenn, what is it like kissing Maggie? Well, we all want to know what we all want to know. Hey Glenn, what is it like kissing Maggie? Like being in love.
Motion City soundtrack with Glenn's song.
That was so awesome. At the beginning I was like, oh, you guys are really good at just playing the intro to the show. Awesome. And I was like, that's good enough. But then it turned into like the best song. Thank you very much.
More with Steven Yeun and rock band Motion City Soundtrack in just a moment. Hey, be sure to visit witsradio.org and sign up for our newsletter, updates on upcoming shows, and what lots of our past and future guests are up to. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with actor Steven Yeun and the band Motion City Soundtrack. Pop song correspondences. A letter from Teen Spirit brand deodorant to the band hired to write the new jingle. Hello, Nirvana. Got your demo. Catchy. Now, we don't always understand the whole grunge thing around here. We're trying to get people to smell less grungy. That's a deodorant joke. We have some questions, though. First verse, is guns a grunge slang term for deodorant sticks? Is that why you say load up on them?
Load up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, sail for shore.
The dirty word is stinky, right? Or smelly? Okay, good. Now I'm getting a sense of why someone might need to use deodorant. This is good. It's harsh sounding, but you guys understand young people. That's why we hired you. Thank you, by the way, for remembering what we told you about how a girl wearing Teen Spirit can go out and say hello to the world. You really make hello sound kind of sinister. Shouldn't it be more cheerful? Just a thought. And now we get to the chorus. See, I thought this was when you would finally mention the name of the product.
With the lights out, it's a danger. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid, entertain us. Here we are now, entertain us.
Boy, I wonder if I feel stupid and contagious is a little too edgy for a girl's deodorant. Maybe it's Teen Spirit, so outrageous, available at drugstores. I don't know. Now, from there, I think you were going off our note that whoever you are, Teen Spirit has a scent for you. But you gave us this.
I'm a lino, and I'm fino, a mosquito.
No, especially libido, no. We just can't have that. There are many parts of this song that confuse us because there are so many parts of this song, period. It's over 5 minutes. I think at one point you talk about eating the product.
And I forgot just why I taste. Oh yeah, I guess it makes me smile. I find it hard. It's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind.
Yeah, never mind eating the deodorant. You're not supposed to eat the deodorant, Nirvana. Look, fellas, this needs to be 30 seconds to be a commercial jingle. So trim it down, mention Teen Spirit by name, mention the varieties like Orchard Blossom and California Breeze, sound happy, but above all, stay true to your artistic vision, okay? As for this demo, do whatever you want with it. I mean, who's gonna listen? Sincerely, Chad Channing, Teen Spirit Deodorant. John Munson and the Witnesses as Nirvana there. Support for Wits comes from Major League Baseball, which has seen the publicity given to openly gay NBA player Jason Collins and openly gay NFL prospect Michael Sam. Major League Baseball, quick, we need to get our hands on a strong gay man. Also, we never thought we'd say that in public. What? We get additional funding from Justin Bieber, the monster we're all chasing down with torches and pitchforks before we realize that he is the very monster we created in our own secret laboratory where we took a Canadian boy and injected him with a million volts of fame. Oh, my sweet lad, my only son, you are consumed by fire. Justin Bieber. And now the Wits Game Show. This week's game, a very special after-school special. After-school specials shaped a generation, hour-long movies that did more than entertain, they enlightened, often with the kind of over-the-top acting and preachy dialogue that children find so valuable. Stephen, in this game, we will give you the title of an after-school special. You will perform a monologue as the lead character. Motion City Soundtrack, you give us a theme song for the special. I will award a winner after each round. As always, my decisions will be unfair and capricious. The turn the tables rule is also in effect. Either side can call turn the tables at the beginning of a round. If this is called, Justin has to do the acting. Stephen has to sing a song. Are you ready? It doesn't matter. Here we go. Stephen, you'll go first. Please, a monologue from the lead character of Robert, the sensitive teen zombie. Man, that was just a fastball across the plate, wasn't it? I was right. All right, Motion City Soundtrack. The theme song, please, from the after-school special, Robert the Sensitive Teen Zombie.
Just because I eat flesh doesn't mean I'm not fresh. I am sensitive. If I give you my heart, I give you my heart, 'cause I'm sensitive. My name's Robert.
Wow, my goodness. 1 point for each side on that one. I can't not give someone a point on that. Strong, bringing it strong. All right, Motion City Soundtrack, you'll go first this time. The theme song, please, to the after-school special, Mother, I Am Secretly a Kitten.
Mother, I have a secret. It's a deep one. I'd like to keep it, but I can't, and I shan't. So I'm gonna tell you. Remember that ball of fuzz that you found under the chair? Well, it was me. It was me who put it there. Mother, I gotta tell you, I'd really not like to tell you. It's a deep secret, please feel it, I'm a kitten.
I was wondering if you'd ever get to the full admission, but then you did right there at the end. Bringing it strong, Motion City Soundtrack. Stephen Yeun, please, a monologue from the lead character of Mother, I Am Secretly a Kitten.
Don't touch me, Mom. Get your hands off me. You don't know what it's like to be me. No one knows what it's like to be me. I've grown up in this house for 18 years, and nobody has ever asked me, do you want more milk? No one's ever asked me, why do you keep peeing in the sand? And no one's ever asked me why I just stare at Grandma knitting over and over and over. And you don't know, Mom. I know what you did. I looked back at all the microfiche I could find. And found a new story. Oh, yeah, I found a new story. Local woman has sex with many cats. I saw it, and I saw your face, Mom. What am I? What am I? Ow!
I gotta give it to Steven Yeun. Based on the kitten transformation and the use of the term microfiche. Pretty strong. All right. No one has yet used the turn the tables option. Just a reminder. It's out there on the table, waiting to be turned. All right, Steven Yeun, you'll go first. The name of the after-school special is I'm in love with a shovel.
Flip it.
Turn the tables. All right. Justin Pierre.
Mom, Dad, you don't understand. I'm in love. She's beautiful. She can do things. She's very reliable. Oh, you know her. She's in the shed.
All right, I'm gonna cut you off there. That's strong. That's strong. Nice use of dramatic pause. Dramatic pause, also known as trying to think of what to say next, but it's functional. Steven Yeun, would you like to, you're going to be singing. Would you like to play a guitar?
I'm going to go with the band because I don't want people to hear my atrocious guitar playing.
Sure, okay, all right. So Motion City Soundtrack.
Anything, with, just throw something in.
With
we'll
their new temporary lead singer, Steven Yeun.
Listen to me. I don't like anything because they are free. I especially don't like certain garden tools. I look at them because all those girls are fools. Because I don't like hoes, hoes, hoes. I don't like hoes, hoes, hoes. I don't like hoes, hoes, hoes. I don't like hoes. I'm in love with a shovel.
To Steven Yeun again. You know, Justin, you were good. You were very, very good. But the winner is Steven Yeun.
Hey, I saw your blowy man. You guys sell cars?
Yes, we do. You in the market for one?
I'll test drive that Corolla.
Excellent. I'll get the keys, and blowy man here will keep you company.
Ha ha. I'm not actually amused. Just saying, ha ha.
Oh, well, you know, I think this rapport that we have right here between us is going to sell you a car, young lady. You watch.
I don't have a rapport with you, man. I don't even have inflection.
I'll be right back.
Kiss me.
What's that now?
Kiss me.
Who's saying that? It's inappropriate.
sorry, it's me. Hi, up here. Blowy man. 15 feet of billowy nylon. Right here, hi. Yeah. Whoop, nearly made eye contact. Got gusted up right there. Okay. Oh, hi, coming down again. It's me, blowy man.
am I being gooned by one of those popular National Public Radio audio prank shows?
No, I'm a blowy man, and I'm talking to you.
Were you saying kiss me?
I was.
What's up with that, dude? Not cool.
Man, okay, I'm sorry. I'm kind of out of it, you know? Listen, see, I was a prince, and I got turned into a blowy man by an angry witch. So it's just kind of all upsetting.
Okay, I'm sensitive. I sign clipboard petitions outside upscale supermarkets, but what you're saying sounds really...
hard to believe?
Patriarchal. An angry witch just turned you into a blowy man? How do you even know she was a witch?
Well, she had the power to turn me into a blowy man.
How did you know she was angry?
Well, she said, "I am angry!" So that was a clue. And then, you know, she thought I gave her a bad deal on a Corolla, which I didn't, because I gave her a fair deal.
Why is a prince selling Corollas?
It's a good car at a good price. Okay, I believe in Corollas. Have you driven one?
About to, when the guy comes back with keys.
I'm back with keys.
Great.
So just give me your driver's license, and I'll copy it, and we can go for a drive.
Here's my dry lie. Hey, quick question. Does that blowy man talk?
No. Back in a minute.
Blowy man? You don't talk to that guy?
Let me tell you, not a fan of that guy, okay? Anyway, thing is, witch's curse, reversible if I get a kiss. So, do a blowy man a salad with your lips? Come on, just be a good person.
I'm a great person. Didn't you hear what I said about clipboards in supermarkets? Remember what people say when they talk, man. Especially if you want them to kiss you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can tell you're nice.
Bring your face down here, dummy.
Okay. All right, coming down. Nope, up again. All right. Oh, here we go. Now I'm on my way. Up. There I go again. All right. Oh, here. Hey. I'm coming. I'm close. Here, come here. Okay, kiss me. Hurry.
Okay, I kissed you. Nothing happened.
Where? Are you a princess? You told me you're a princess.
Did not. I told you I'm nice.
So you're not a princess. Okay. That must be why it didn't work, okay? This is your fault.
I am a princess.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, more sarcastic than the princess archetype, but yeah. Anyway, what's up with your curse? Wait, are you just a blowy man who likes getting kisses?
What?
You don't need to invent a curse or a witch. You're nice. For real, I do like tall nylon guys, and you are respectful and a little funny.
You see me. You really see me.
Want to go out sometime?
Yes!
This is going to drive the king crazy.
Oh. Okay, test drive time.
I'll see you on the flip-flop, blowy man. See if you can score some skinny jeans while I test drive this Corolla. They'd look good on you. Ciao for now.
I am in love.
Janie Winterbauer as the princess, Steven Yeun as blowy man, me as the car salesman. And now the Wits Lightning Round, fast like lightning, but not as fast as lightning because it's questions and answers on a radio show. Justin Pierre, how would you describe your hairstyle?
Equal parts shame and misery.
Steven, how would you describe Justin's hairstyle?
Equal parts Edward Scissorhands and totally cool dude.
Thank you.
Steven, what advice do you have for young actors?
Go study improv.
Justin, what advice do you have for young musicians?
Make noise.
Justin, what movie have you seen the most times?
Annie Hall.
Steven, of what TV show do you make sure to watch every episode?
Oh, right now, True Detective.
So good.
So good.
Justin, lead singer of Motion City soundtrack, where is Motion City?
It's wherever you want to be, man.
Steven, scones, yes or no?
Cookies.
Not actually a yes or no answer. Justin, best way to pass the time on tour?
Read.
Steven, best way to pass the time between takes on the set?
Stop the bleeding.
Steven, best advice you've ever received?
Balls to the wall, bro.
AC/DC?
Yeah.
All right. Justin, best advice you've ever received?
Get off the floor, you sad little man.
And that's the Wits Lightning Round. If you have a question for the Wits Lightning Round, go to witsradio.org/lightning. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time with a little more music, please welcome Motion City Soundtrack. Motion City Soundtrack. John Bunsen and the Witnesses. Want to hear more Wits? Go to witsradio.org. You can find this and other episodes and information about upcoming live shows. Plus, sign up for our free newsletter, hear from me, see what other Wits guests are up to. Our shows are all podcasts on iTunes. Go there, subscribe, write a review, and let us know what you think about the show. Thanks to our guests this week, Motion City Soundtrack and actor Steven Yeun. Our broadcast engineer, Corey Schreppel, our coordinating producer, Hans Buto, and our intern, Sam Siegel. And Fitzgerald Theater staff, Tom Campbell, Andrea Ayers, Aaron Cassio, Alan Freckman, and Dan Zimmerman. Wits is written by me and Ben Acker, Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake, and Mike Fotis. We're joined by music director John Munson and The Witnesses, Steve Rome, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Jamie Winterbauer. We were also joined this week by actress Nora Long. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. Wits was created by our head of live events, Tony Bowl, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.